This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 4 years ago, back in 2010 to be precise, Michelle Obama helped get new rules put in place so that school kids would be able to have healthier lunches. Whole grains, more fruits and vegetables, less sodium, the basics, right? Now, however, there is something of a congressional food fight going on over those rules and how much they cost. Conrad Wilson reports.
$3.01. That's how much the federal government reimburses schools for lunch. And that's for everything. The food, the labor, and things like new kitchen equipment or repairs. But to get the money, schools need to follow the rules.
So the rules went into effect last year where you had to serve more fruits and vegetables.
A half cup of either with every meal, says Gita Greter Sweeney. She runs the nutrition program for Portland Public Schools in Portland, Oregon, where every day the district serves about 20,000 kids lunch. Starting in July, the guidelines get stricter. Nationwide, schools have to serve more whole grains and less sodium. Now Congress is debating whether to relax some of those rules, a move First Lady Michelle Obama and her supporters vowed to fight.
What we still believe is a big fight is holding steady on the sodium requirements and the whole grain requirements for school lunches.
Claire Benjamin is the managing director of Food Policy Action.
When we did these rules, we knew that some of these changes were going to be hard and it was going to take some time to implement.
To help school districts out, the feds offered to pay 6 cents more per lunch. But Greta Sweeney says to meet the new federal requirements, Portland Public Schools had to order more fruits and vegetables last year. A lot more.
I spent over $200,000 more in produce, but that 6 cents only covered about 60% of that.
Greta Sweeney says along with the requirement to serve healthier lunches came an unfortunate consequence. The district saw a dramatic increase in trash from students dumping the unwanted produce. One small school, she says, threw away 55 gallons of fruits and veggies every week.
In a number of our schools, we started composting because of this.
Greta Sweeney says the current mandates aren't working. She says kids should be able to choose which healthy foods they want.
They're not going to eat it necessarily just because you put it on their plate.
Before the new rules, the number of kids eating lunch in the Portland Public School District had been steadily increasing. Now, Greta Sweeney says the district is serving 3% fewer students school lunch compared to last year. Nationally, the USDA says nearly 1 million fewer kids are eating school lunch this year. Park Wilde is a food economist at Tufts University. He says it's hard to know if schools are just having a difficult time transitioning to the new rules or, more troubling, that kids today are more reluctant to eat healthy foods.
Everybody can sympathize with what it's like to be a school food service director reading all the small print on the new school meals requirements and thinking to him or herself, how am I going to do this?
But on the other hand, Wilde says, without rules, there would probably be districts that don't serve healthy meals. Congress is still debating what will happen with the school lunch program. But as of right now, schools will be serving even healthier and more expensive meals next fall. In Portland, I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.